भला कैसे
कैसे today the master of all the treasures. Today, the master of all the treasures is looking at his children in all four directions, who are full or overflowing with all treasures. He has made every child the master of all treasures. You have received such a treasure which no one else can give. Therefore, does each one of you experience yourself to be overflowing with the treasures? The most elevated treasure is the treasure of knowledge. The treasure of powers. The treasure of virtues. along with that, there is also the treasure of blessings given by the Father and the Brahmin souls. Therefore, check. Whether you have received all these treasures. A soul who is overflowing with all treasures, the sign of that one. The sign of a soul who is overflowing with all treasures. Is from that one's eyes, face, activities, activity, others will also experience happiness. Others will also experience happiness from that one's eyes, face and activity. Whichever soul will come in contact with that one, it will experience that soul is very different, very special, and is filled with a special type of happiness. on seeing your happiness. Other souls will experience happiness even for a little while. Just as
Savico.
Just as your white dress is liked by everyone. It is very special. It is clean. There is simplicity in it. And purity is experienced through it. Even from a distance, they come to know that this one is a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari. Similarly, from the face and activity of you Brahmins, Brahmin souls, they should be able to see this, the sparkle of happiness and the sparkle of happiness on your face and in your actions. This, all the souls of today are very unhappy. Such souls, when they see your happy face and the sparkle of joy on it, experience happiness even for one moment. Just as if a thirsty soul receives even one drop of water, then how happy it becomes. Similarly, a handful of happiness is very, very necessary for souls. So are you overflowing with all such treasures? There is a little bit of commotion because there's a soul who is speaking loudly from the back, and the attention is drawn there, but Baba has ignored, and that man is taken away. So Baba continues. Does each one of you Brahmin souls experience yourselves to be overflowing with all the treasures? Or
Kasane Avanashiya.
Is it that all
Dinevala Tatavi of Nashi?
Well, the treasures are imperishable. The bestower of treasures is also imperishable. Therefore, the treasures should stay in you in an imperishable way. Or the treasures should be imperishable in you too. Because the type of alaukik happiness which you Brahmins receive at this time, no one else can ever receive it. Or no one else ever receives it. The alaukik happiness of this time. Continues for half a kalpa as your fruition, your fruit. So, are all of you happy? And they are raising their hand. But are you constantly happy? Constantly happy, always happy. Your happiness never disappears. Sometimes it does. And Papa is smiling. He knows what the stage of his children is. So Baba is smiling. And Baba continues, yes, you do stay happy. But it is but for it to remain constant, stable, there is a difference. That means it doesn't stay constant and stable. You do stay happy. But a difference of percentage is there. Bap Dada keeps watching on an automatic TV of all the children. Bap Dada watches all the children's faces on his automatic TV. What is he able to see? What does he see? Even you should check the chart of happiness of one day. Right from Amrit Vela till the night. Was the percentage of my happiness the same or did it change? You know how to check, don't you? Nowadays, see, even science,
GPT machinery for this,
has made its checking machinery very fast. Therefore,
check karo.
You to check. And make it imperishable. even Bab Dada checked the present efforts being made by all the children. All are making efforts, no doubt.
Koi yata shakti, koi shakti shali.
Some are making efforts according to their capacity, and others are making powerful efforts. Therefore, today, Bab Dada, checked the stage of the minds of all the children. Because the main foundation is to be Manmana Bhava, to keep the mind in Baba. Even whilst doing service, it's seen that service through the mind is the elevated service. You do say that the one who conquers his mind conquers the world. Therefore, what did you see when you checked the speed of your mind? you use your mind as
Vana,
the master of your mind.
Vichalata.
But sometimes your mind rules you too. Man, the mind, makes you come under its influence. Bap Dada noticed
Manasse Lagan Lagati.
Bap Dada notice that you try to experience love for the Father through your mind. However, the mind is not stable at that time. Presently, it is only if the mind is stable that you will be able to experience concentration in your mind. So, if there is stability in your mind, then there will be concentration of mind. But presently, it is seen that you try to make your mind stable, but then in between it just, the mind wanders about. It wanders away. The power of concentration will easily make you experience the stage of an angel. The mind wanders in either in waste things or waste thoughts or waste activities. Just as some are not able to sit, without moving, some are able to sit without moving, without shaking. Therefore, if you are able to stabilize your mind in whatever you wish and how much time you wish, if you can concentrate according to that, then it can be said that your mind is under your control. The power of concentration or the power of being a master easily makes you free of obstacles. You don't have to then do a battle. With the power of concentration, you automatically experience that there is only one Father and none other. That experience is automatic. You don't have to work hard for it. With the power of concentration,
Krishna Swarup ki anubhuti.
you automatically experience the stable angelic stage. All of you have love for Brahma Baba, don't you? Therefore, to become like Brahma Baba means to become an angel. With the power of concentration, with the power of concentration, you automatically know the method how to have love for all, to think of benefit of for all and give respect to all. Because at that time you are in a stage of self-respect. So the stage of self-respect is an angelic stage, is it not? You saw in Brahma Baba, didn't you? You even describe it. That when he was approaching his perfect stage, what did you notice in him? He was like a moving angel. He was beyond body consciousness. Did you feel any body consciousness from him? That is, did you see his body, his physical body, or did you see him as an angel? Even whilst he was performing actions, even whilst talking to others, even whilst giving directions to others, whilst instilling zeal and enthusiasm in others, he was felt as he is beyond the body. In his subtle light form, subtle angelic light form, that was your experience, wasn't it? You do say, don't you, that while speaking, Brahma Baba was felt as if he was speaking and yet he wasn't there. He was looking and but his drishti was alaukik. It wasn't the physical drishti. He was beyond body consciousness, and therefore even others did not feel the body consciousness in him, because he was beyond body consciousness. This is called to be in an angel form even whilst in the body. In everything there was an angelic form, in his attitude, in his drishti, outlook, in his actions. Everything was unique, so that same uniqueness should be experienced. This one is speaking, but he is different. He is so lovely, lovely in a spiritual sense. Should be the experience in you, and you should be able to give this experience to others as well. Because without becoming an angel, you cannot become a deity. Only an angel becomes a deity. Therefore, number one, Brahma's soul made everyone experience an angelic stage in a practical way, and he ultimately became an angel. Therefore, along with that angelic form, Vrishta, you two have to become angels and then fly together to the soul world. Therefore, for that, you have to pay attention to the stability of the mind. Give orders to your mind. Let it be under your orders. Let it move with your order. It should be the mind, your mind should be under your control. For example, you want to do and your mind may say, no, don't do. This is not becoming a master. If you want to do, your mind should also say that yes, you do it. Some children say, don't they, that I didn't want to do, but I didn't know how it happened. I didn't want to think, but I don't know how the thought came. It happened even though I didn't want it to happen. I don't want it to be done, but it just gets done. This means that you are under the influence of your mind. Such a stage is not good, is it? Do you like it? No, isn't it? Therefore, you have to follow Brahma Baba. You saw in Brahma Baba, even though he would stand in front of you, what would you experience through him? You would feel that it's an angel standing in front of you. It was an angel who was giving drishti to you. Therefore, the power of the stability of the mind will easily make you an angel. Even Brahma Baba tells the same thing to the children. Children become equal. Shiv Baba says, become incorporeal, bodiless, and Brahma Baba says, become an angel. So, what did you understand? What must have Baba seen in the result? Baba noticed that the concentration of mind is less because the mind travels in a lot in between. It wanders about. It goes to where it should not go. What will you call this? You will call it wandering, won't you? Therefore, increase the power of concentration. Set yourself on the seat of a master. And when you are set, you will not get upset. It's only when you are not set that you get upset. Therefore, to set the self on different elevated seats, this is called the power of concentration. Is it okay? All of you have love for Brahma Baba, don't you? How much love? How much do you love Brahma Baba? A lot? Lots of love? What response have you given of that love for the Father? Even the Father has love for you. That's why you also love the Father. So what return have you given of the Father's love? The return is to become equal. Okay,
first turn.
This is the first turn of this season, Indian season's first turn.
First me, first number.
So you have come first in the first turn. You have got the first number in the first turn. And they clap.
Mamdada Gopi Chitane Chate Bachi Dikhai Dete To Chalan.
Babdada likes it very much when there are more children, many, many children. As more the children, that much more Baba likes. Baba means to say in this hall too. And there are more and more children. Baba likes it very much. Baba says, you, as much size is the is the size of this hall, that many children come. And then, so if you make a bigger hall, then more children will come. See, even this hall has become full.
Full.
Because this hall has become full, this is a sign that you have to make a bigger hall than this. This hall looks very beautiful.
Aur aisi shreshtha tuma se.
And
saja hua hai.
This hall is now decorated with such elevated souls sitting here, therefore it looks so beautiful. Whether it is Pandav Bhavan or Shantivan, wherever, you know, you don't like it when it's empty, not many Brahmins there, not many people there, but when it's full to many of them, you like it, don't you? Or do the Madhuban Nivasis want solitude, therefore they don't want many people in Pandav Bhavan? What do you think, those of Pandav Bhavan? Or do you like many, brothers and sisters moving around in the courtyard? Do you like that or do you like solitude? Baba is asking the Madhuban Nivasis. Yes, but even then you do get solitude from time to time. Yes, double foreigners have come too. I think there are about 200 double foreigners at the moment from 27 countries sitting here. They were here for 2 days. Some of us speak double foreigners. Madhuban looks very lovely with double foreigners there. Double foreigners are now the decoration of Madhuban.
International.
Madhuban looks international, doesn't it, with so many double foreigners there. You know, Dadiji had a thought yesterday and she spoke this in the double foreigners class at Shantivan, that you should have centers in all the countries. There are 185 countries in the world, and at the moment there are only centers in just 82 countries, but then they should be in all the countries. If not center, at least message should go to every country of the world. And Baba heard this thought which Dadiji had, and Baba two things, yes, all the countries should get the message. See, you have received so much from the Father, you have achieved the Father, you have achieved the treasures, you have got the sustenance. So you have got so much from Baba. So now, you should at least give this message to your brothers and sisters of the world. So that they don't complain at the end that we did not come to know it all. Therefore, you have to give them the message. It is very essential. And what is the difficulty? Each zone or each region can take the responsibility and in that distribute the responsibility. Each zone or region has so many centers. And in that too, you could distribute in that area. It's not a big thing to give message to the whole world. see when service takes place in Madhuban, you know how people from different professions come to Gyan Sarovar and are served there. So Baba is talking about that. When people of different professions come to Madhuban, through that the voice, the sound spells, spreads in all four directions. You will notice that since from the time professions service of professionals has begun, then the IT quality souls have come closer, the sound has spread in them, among them. Leave aside the VVIPs, they don't have time. Where do they have the time? You have also arranged big programs and through that too the sound spreads. And now Delhi and Calcutta are doing mega programs. You're making good plans. You are working hard to Bab Dada keeps receiving the news. The sound of Delhi service should reach foreign countries too. What do the people of the media do? They don't keep the news only in India or in one country, but they spread it in the whole world. So Delhi is having a mega program and this news should go in the world. And that news then should come from abroad here. And as it is, the Kumbhakarnas of India, of Bharat, are going to be awakened by the double foreigners, not from abroad. It will come. So whatever mega program is happening in India, the news of that should be in foreign newspapers, and then that newspaper news should come to India. Then the sound will spread. The sound from India should reach the world. And the sound from other countries should then reach India. That has its impact. That it is good. You are making good programs. Bab Dada is congratulating those of Delhi for working hard with love. You know, there's a mega program in Delhi on 7th of December. It's going to be called Peace Festival, and Baba is also congratulating those of Calcutta because they are having a mega program on 21st of December. And Baba is congratulating them too. They have cooperation, love and hard efforts. So when all three come together, the voice, the sound spreads. The sound becomes loud. Why will it not spread? It will spread. Now those of the media should do the wonder. They saw on the TV, that's not a big thing, it's happening in India. But more should be done. It should spread in foreign countries. So Bap Dada will see. To what extent, how much courage you have to spread the sound all over, with how much zeal and enthusiasm you do it, and how quickly the sound spreads all around. Bap Dada got the news that the double foreigners are very enthusiastic. Aren't you enthusiastic, double foreigners? Yes? It is very good. You get more enthusiastic when you see the others enthusiastic. The one who comes first, he becomes like Brahma. It is good. Dadi gets all these thoughts, and this is a very good method for keeping everyone busy. It's good. Dadi Janki is saying something. Dadi Ji is saying. Oh, Dadi Ji is saying now 10 million. 10 million people should come. Well, she's an instrument soul, so she's getting very good thoughts. 10 million people should be served at a time. Well, she is an instrument, Baba Singh. Okay. Are all of you experiencing a flying stage? Always a flying stage. Flying stage is the fast stage. Moving stage, rising stage are not fast stages. Flying stage is a fast stage. It is not only fast, but it also will make you come first. What will the mothers do? What will the mothers do? Mothers, you should awaken the ones who are like you. You have to awaken your equals, so that no mother remains who complains that I did not get the message. The quantity of mothers is always more comparatively Bab Dada is very happy. And the mothers are clapping, everyone is clapping. And in this group, each one group is of a big number. There are so many Kumars. See the Kumars, the Kumaris, the mothers. See, the Kumar should awaken their equals. The Kumar should show Kamal, that means show wonders, that not even in your dreams should there be impurity. That is, even in your dreams you should be completely pure. So that Bap Dada can challenge the world, that the Brahma Kumars, the youth Kumars, you are double Kumars, aren't you? You are Brahma Kumars and physically too you are Kumar. The definition of purity should be in practical form. If should Baba order, should Baba check your purity? In this you are not raising your hand. And some are raising their hand. Baba saying there are machines which do the checking. Even within your dreams, there should be purity. No trace of impurity at all. Even in your dreams, impurity should not get the courage to approach you. The same thing should be for the Kumaris too. Kumari means completely pure Kumari. So Kumars and Kumaris means completely pure. So the Kumars and Kumaris should promise to Baba that Baba, we are so pure that not even in our dreams thought of impurity can come. Then Baba will celebrate the ceremony of purity of the Kumars and Kumaris. At present, there is little bit Baba knows. There should be ignorance of impurity. Because you have taken a new birth, haven't you? Impurity is something of your past birth. You have died alive, haven't you? You have taken a new birth through Brahma's mouth. and therefore it's a pure birth. The disciplines of a pure life are very essential. The Kumars and Kumaris should hoist the flag of purity and that we are pure and we will spread the power of purity in the world. All the Kumars and Kumaris, raise your hand. See, there's so many of them. Yes, yes, lower your hand. Now Baba will see to what extent the Kumaris will spread the sound. Will it be the Kumaris who will spread the sound, or will it be the Kumars who will spread the sound of purity?
Brahma Baba ko follow karo.
You have to follow Brahma Baba. There shouldn't be even a trace of impurity. This is what Brahmin life means. Even amongst mothers, if they have attachment, that too is impurity. Mothers are also Brahmins, no? Neither should the mothers, nor should the Kumars, nor should the Kumaris, or the half-Kumars have any type of impurity in them. Brahmin means a pure soul. If an impure act does take place, it is definitely a big sin, and the punishment of that sin is also very severe. Don't think, well, this goes on, little bit will do. No, it will not do. This is the first subject. Your newness, your novelty is purity. Brahma Baba was defamed, insulted because of purity. If you say, oh, it happened, no, you cannot escape by just saying it. Don't become careless. Let it be any Brahmin, whether he is surrendered or whether he is a Sevadhari or he is living in his household. In this even Dharamraj won't leave you. Brahma Baba will be on the side of Dharamraj at that time. This is why, O Kumars, O Kumaris, wherever you may be, maybe you are at home, in your Laukik home, or in the center, or in Madhuban, anywhere. If there is impurity even in your thoughts. That is, you are beaten by impurity. The punishment is very severe. You sing songs, don't you? Keep your mind pure. Keep your body pure. So, if the mind is pure, the life is pure. Don't become loose in this. Don't say, oh, doesn't matter, little bit will do. No, it's not little bit. It is a great deal. Baba is giving you an official signal. You cannot be saved in this. The account of this is very severe. The punishment is very severe. Let it be anyone. This is why cautious, be cautious, attention. Did all of you hear attentively? Did you keep both your ears open and heard? Baba saying, did you keep both your ears open and heard properly? Even in your attitude, there shouldn't be the thought of touching anyone. Even in your drishti, there shouldn't be. Even in your thoughts, it shouldn't be there. Leave aside attitude and drishti. Because the time to become perfect is coming close. The time to become completely pure is coming close, and therefore any type of impurity will be very visible. Just like even if there's a trace of blackness on something very white, it's very distinct, is it not? Okay. All of you from wherever you have come. To all the children who have come, congratulations. Mohini Ben is telling Baba that it is Karnataka, which is the Sevadhari group in this term. All those of Karnataka, the Sevadharis of Karnataka, not those who have come in the group, but those who are Sevadharis of Karnataka, stand up. There are many Sevadharis, nearly 2,000 Sevadharis. Half of the gathering is of Karnataka. Very good. Two thousand five hundred total Karnataka is here. Very good. Baba is saying it's very good. The expansion there is good. The right method and the expansion, you keep a balance of both. Karnatak has not yet played the hero role in the drama. You know the word Karnatak. There is, if you break this word, Kar means do, and Natak means play a part in the drama. So a drama. So you have not played the hero part in the drama yet. You have still to play a hero part in the drama. The quantity in Karnataka is good for that. Congratulations. Now someone should play a hero part which no other zone has done. That you should do to get to make a, you know, being a gathering of 100,000 is not a big thing now, but do something new. So that everyone says, oh, here, here, once more, once more. You can do it. But now it is incognito still, it hasn't been revealed yet. Teachers of Karnataka, you have to do it. Do a hero role. To open a center, to open a Gita Parshala, to gather 100,000 people is not a big thing now. It has become common. Do something new. Yes, the Pandavas. Won't you do something new? Will you do something new? And they are raising their hand. Yes. They are very, very old, serviceable Pandavas in Karnataka. Do some wonder, which so that all other zones clap at your wonder. Bap Dada has great hopes in Karnataka. And they clap again. But up to now it's just star, you are just stars of hope yet. You have to now become stars of success, be revealed as stars of success. It has to happen. Is it okay? There are so many teachers in Karnataka. Just the teachers, raise your hand. See, so many teachers of Karnataka. So many teachers, so many Pandavas. There are zonal heads of Karnataka too. See, so many hands there are. They are very good hands. But the only thing is that you are behind the curtain. You have not come on the stage properly. Congratulations. You may sit down. Munni Ben is telling Baba that 150 Kumaris have come from Indore, the Indore hostel. All the Kumaris stand up. Indore Kumaris. Vindur Kumaris, the hostel Kumaris are all in one dress. You can see them. These ones will also do wonders. Will you do wonders or will you just dance? Because they're very clever in dancing. You are clever in dancing. Now, as much small you are, that much big wonders you have to do. Small Kumaris should challenge the big ones. On the basis of your experience, you should challenge the big ones. Then they will be impressed. It is good. It's at least you have made your life safe. You have been protected from the bad company of the world. Now come together and make plans. Of some new type of service. Though you are small in age, but you can make a wonderful plan. You can do it. See, when the establishment took place, at that time, it was the small Kumaris who did wonders, didn't they? You two should make some plan and do the wonders. It is good. You have good company, you have a good atmosphere. There is safety too. You have the time as well. Now make the plans. Is it okay? Will you make the plans? Make such plans that, well, the older ones stay where they are, but the younger ones go ahead of them. Make your mind work under your orders. And Baba continues, within a second, your mind should be stabilized wherever you want it to stay.
Exercise karo.
Do this exercise. Okay. Many children are listening in different parts of the world to Baba's Murli. As you know, the internet is on and they are listening to Baba directly, live. They are also remembering Baba. They are also getting very happy. They are also experiencing great joy. See the facilities of science are giving happiness. Actually, the happiness from these facilities is for you children. So Baba traveled around the world and now he is giving Yad Pyar. To all the children who are constantly overflowing with all treasures, all the fortunate, happy, world benefactor children who give happiness to others through their face, a handful of happiness to others through their face and their activity. Who become the masters of their minds, and with the power of concentration, control their mind. Children, to the children who are the conquerors of the mind and therefore the conquerors of the world. to all the pure Brahmin souls who always experience the personality of purity in their Brahmin life. Who become double light and follow Brahma Baba to become an angel like him. To such children who are equal to Brahma Baba, Bap Dadas, love and remembrance and salutations. Yad Pyar and Namaste. To all those who are listening in all the four directions, who are remembering in all the four directions, to all the children, lots and lots, with the blessings of the heart, Yad, Pyar, love and remembrance. And salutations, Namaste to all. Are all of you right hands? You are all right hands, are you not?
Right hand. Artan.
Right hand means?
Sada. Right karam karne wale.
Right hand means the one who constantly perform right actions. You are not the ones who perform waste actions anytime. You are the ones who perform right actions. Bap Dada likes it. You are all decorations. You are all instruments, and there are other instruments as well. When Bap Dada looks at you, that each one is cooperating other. Each one is cooperating with each other, and you are performing very good service. There is unity and purity in you instruments. The purity and unity in you instruments would give courage to the entire family. There are Pandavas as well. We have not called Pandavas on the stage, but they are always there. If many are called on the stage, it will be crowded on the stage, so you are always there. Everyone has taken a good chance. They have arrived here, so they have taken a good chance.
when Bab Dada sees each and everyone, Bab Dada thinks that I have to call this soul and I want to talk to that soul. But when I take up the physical body, that means bondage. I have come in the bondage of the physical body. We can't do so much in this physical, in the bondage of this physical body, but I can do in the subtle regions. And that is why have become free from bondage. There is no question of time, there is no question of the physical body or the voice. I want to tell you something secret. Bab Dada calls everyone in groups in the subtle regions, and Bab Dada chats with them, with those groups. Brahma Baba would invite groups, different groups, for to have food with him. In the same way, Bab Dada calls the groups in the subtle regions. But we can't do that in this physical world. So there are so many Madhuban Nivasis. They are so good souls. There are good souls in double foreigners as well. See the mothers. Everyone is good. So how can I call everyone on the stage? Can everyone come on the stage? No. Attraction for Madhuban works like a canopy to everyone. When everyone come to Madhuban, they have beautiful experiences. Bab Dada is getting up to give drishti to everyone. Consider yourself to be a right hand and constantly be cooperative.
कोई हाथ नहीं हिलाएगा, बिल्कुल अव्यक्त स्थिति में बैठ जाएं.
Bab Dada, Dadi Janki, and Dadiji are standing on the middle of the stage and giving drishti to all the brothers and sisters in the hall. Dadiji is showing that there are people sitting towards the end of the hall. There's pin drop silence in the hall, and Bab Dada is energizing everyone with his powerful drishti.
दादी जी आप सबकी तरफ से बाप दादा को अभी मोक्ष स्वीकार करा रही जोर से करतल ध्वनि द्वारा हम सभी खुशी प्रकट करेंगे एक बार जोर से और आप सभी को भी अपने स्थान पर बैठे हुए टोली मिलेगी लेकिन कोई भी खड़ा होकर के टोली नहीं लेगा इंदौर हॉस्टल की कुमारियां टोली बांटना आरंभ कर दें लेकिन बैठे बैठे आप टोली लेंगे टोली बांटने वाली बहने टोली बांटना आरंभ करें लेकिन सभी बैठ करके टोली लेंगे कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा
दृष्टि हमने शिव निराकार की
जानकी जी ने भी बाप दादा को आप सबकी तरफ से टोली खिलाए एक बार और जोर से
और शिक्षा वही है मधुबन की हर रीत वही सबके दिलों में पल रही है बाबा तुम्हारी प्रीत वही
सभी को अपने स्थान पर बैठे हुए भी टोली मिल रही है बैठे बैठे ही टोली लेंगे कोई भी खड़ा नहीं होगा
आज भी देते हो बाबा
हम बाप दादा के मिलन का अनुभव करेंगे
कहा कौन करेगा तेरे सिवा बाबा कौन करेगा तेरे सिवा बाबा रोज हमें श्रृंगार हो कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा प्यार बाबा कहाँ मिलेगा तेरा چھلاتے ہو پلکوں پہ اپنے بٹھاتے ہو جان رتن سے سجاتے ہو میٹھ میٹھ بول سناتے ہو ابھی تو باہوں میں چھلاتے ہو پلکوں پہ اپنے بٹھاتے ہو جان رتن سے سجاتے ہو میٹھے میٹھے بول سناتے ہو کیسے بھولیں گے تیرا بابا
نین کے نور لاڈلا میری آواز تمہیں میری دنیا میں تیرے دم سے اجالا تمہارے ساتھ کا انوبھو بڑا نرالا تیری نظر کا اثر
جاؤں سکھ ساگر میں گہرے اتر جاؤں